Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Behar B'Chukaisai. That is Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamates. And the Pasuk tells us, V'chiyamach achicha imach, if your brother becomes poor with you, v'nimkar lach, and he gets sold to you, loy saved by avodas aved, do not make him work like a slave. K'sachir k'tayshav yeh imach, he should be like a sachir or a tayshav, achnas ha'yovel yavad imach, he should work with you until the yovel year. V'yatsa imach, and then he should leave from you, hu banav imach, him and his sons with him, v'shavel mishpachtai, he should go back to his family, and to the chuza of his fathers he should go back. Why is this? Because they are my servants. That I took them out of land of Mitzrayim. They should not be sold like a regular slave. Do not subjugate him to backbreaking labor. And you shall fear your God. Let's take a look at Rashi of your Pasuk Lamates. Do not subjugate this yid to avoidas oved. Avoidas shal genai. This is embarrassing or demeaning, degrading labor. Shehe nikar ba ke'eved, that he looks like a slave through this. Shlo yael chel chachrav, he shouldn't carry his master's clothes behind him. Levei samerchas, to the bathhouse. Vlo yino loymen olav, he shouldn't have to put on his master's shoes. Next Pasuk in Rashi, kisachir ketoyshav, he should be like a schir or toyshav. Avoidas karka, he works the land. Umlechas umanos, some sort of craft. Kishar schir misnagbay, you should treat him like all other hired workers. Ashnas hayoyvel, until yoyvel. If Yovel encounters him and his work, before the 6 years is up, Yovel takes him out of slavery. Pasuk Mem Aleph in Rashi, Hu Ban of Imai, him and his children with him. Amar Shimon, he asks, Imhu Nimkar, if he was sold, Ban of Mim Charon, who sold his children? Why exactly were his children sold? Elo, rather, Mikan Shurabe Mukhoiv Mzain is Banov. We learn from here that his master has to feed his children. He was married, he had children, he got sold. His master not only has to feed him, but also his children. Velachuzas Avaisav, he goes back to the Achuz of his forefathers, El Kavaita Avaisav. This means to the honor and the dignity of his forefathers. Vein Lazal Bekach, and he's not to be demeaned or degraded by the fact that he was sold as a slave. Achuzas, the heritage of, what does that mean? Cheskas, the established position of, meaning the original position that he was at previously before he was sold. And why is this? So next Pasuk in Rashi says, Kiavadaihem, because they're my slaves. Shtari Kaidem, my contract, my shtar came first that said that we are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're not slaves to our brethren. Lo yimachrim keres aved, he's not to be sold like a regular slave. What does that mean? Bahachraza, through announcing. What would they do? They would take a person who's going to be sold as a slave, walk him through the marketplace, and announce loudly, Kanye Shevelimkar, over here we have a sale for slave. Vlami Denwal Eved Alekach, and don't stand him up on the selling block so everyone can take a look at him. That is very demeaning, and that is not the way we sell a Jewish slave. Loisir de Befarech. We're not allowed to subjugate him to backbreaking labor. Malacha Shleutzerech. What is that? That's malacha that has absolutely no purpose to it. Kedela Noise, in order just to afflict him. Al Tamalai, don't tell him. Hachem Liasakaisazeh. Warm this cup up for me. Voinutzerech, but you don't really need it. Ador Tach Sagefen. Or do something underneath the vine. Why don't you plow or hoe underneath the vine over there? Achaave until I come. Shematimer, perhaps you're going to say, Ein Makir Bedavar, then no one's going to be able to know whether or not you asked him to do something silly for you, if it's really for a need, if not, but I, the master, am telling him that's actually for a need. Once again, we see this theme coming up again and again in this parsha. This is given over to the heart. That's why it says, you have to fear Hashem. Hashem knows why you asked him to do it. And if you were just trying to make him a shogun and have him do something completely useless, Hashem knows that. Back to the Chumash Pasuk Mem Dalet, and we continue talking about slaves. Va'avdecha v'amascha asher yulecha, and the servant and maidservant that you're going to have, me'es ha'gayim asher s'vayseichem, from the gayim that are around you, mehem tiknu eved v'ama, from them you're allowed to purchase a slave or a maidservant. V'gam b'nei ha'teishavim ha'gayim imachem, and even from the teishavim that dwell among you, meaning the non-Jews that dwell in Eretz Yisrael among you, mehem tiknu, from them you are allowed to purchase, u'mishpachtem asher imachem, and from their family that's among you, asher ha'lidu ba'artzechem, that gave birth in your land, v'hayu lachem l'achuz, they shall actually be for you for an achuza, for an heritage. You shall give them over as a nachla, as an inheritance to your children after you. You shall work with them forever. But your brothers, the Bnei Israel, ishbe achiv, one man to his brother, loisir debay befarach, you shall not subjugate him to hard labor. Pasuk Mem Dalet, Rashi tells us, Va'atacha vascha asher yulach, imtimer, if you're going to say, imkain, if so, b'mashtamish, who am I supposed to use as a slave? Bavodai eni moshel, my Jewish servants, I'm not allowed to rule over them completely. B'sheva umas eni noichel, I'm not inherit any of the seven nations that live in Eretz Yisrael because we have to kill them. Shereis artani, because you've warned me, loisachay, kol neshama, don't allow them to live. So elami yisham sheni, so who's going to serve me? So that's why the Torah says, me'es hagayim, from the nations, him yulachal avadim, all the other nations, not the seven ones, any nation besides the seven nations are indigenous to Eretz Yisrael, so heim yulachal avadim, from them they shall be your slaves. Asher sebeisechem, that live around you. Again, not the nations that live in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Sheri b'hem amarti, because about those I've told you, lo yisachai, kol neshama, you're not allowed them to live. You have to kill them. V'gamani ateshavim, says Rashi, pasuk mem hey, from among the people of the residents, teshavim, shabom esviveseichem, they came from your surroundings, lisa nashim, to marry Kenani women, ba'artzachem, in your land, v'yaldu lahem, and they had children. Haben hoylech acharav, the son goes after the father, v'ena b'chal lo yisachaya, he's not included in the commandment that he's not allowed to live. Ela tamutar l'knoise ba'evin, you're allowed to buy him as a slave. Mehem tiknu, oisem tiknu, you may purchase them. And again, you're not allowed to purchase a Jew or one of the seven nations as a slave. Veznachaltem oisem l'vnechem, you should give them over as a nachal, as inheritance. Hachaziku bohem, hold on to them l'nachal as a possession. L'tzerech b'nechem achreichem, for your sons after you. V'loye tachin l'farish, it's not possible to explain this pasuk as hanchilum v'nechem, to give them as inheritance over. Shem Kain, because if so, Hayloi Lichtev, the Pasuk should have said, Visnachaltem Oysam Livnechem. Visnachaltem, Rashi says, Kemoi Vishazaktem, you shall strengthen yourselves, meaning you shall keep them in your possessions so that your children can inherit them afterwards. And the Pasuk had told us, Ish ba'achiv, a man with his brother, Lahavi Nasi ba'amav, this is to include a leader with his people, Umelch Misharsav, and a king with his servants, Shaloi Lirdis Befarech, not to subjugate them to hard labor. Anytime we have a Yid who's working for another Yid, for whatever reason, he always has to treat him kindly and make sure he doesn't subjugate him to work that's too difficult. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Zayin. And the Pasuk says, V'chi sasig yad ger v'toshav imach, and when the hand of a ger toshav accomplishes with you, Umach achicha imoy, and your brother becomes poor with him, the nimkar le ger toshav imach, and he's sold to the ger toshav that's with you, oyle eker mishpachas ger, or to an eker mishpachas ger. Now, eker literally means an idol, meaning this Yid is sold to an idol. And we're going to see what this means in Rashi, but let's continue with the Pasuk. Acharei nimkar, after he sold, geula tialoi, he shall have redemption, meaning you have to redeem him. Echon me'achav yigalenu, one of his brothers shall redeem him. Oydayde, either his uncle, oybendayde yigalenu, or his cousin shall redeem him. Oy mish'er besari mishpacht yigalenu, or someone, one of his relatives shall redeem him. Oyhisiga yadav nigal, or if his means become enough, he has enough money, somehow he gets enough money, so then he should redeem himself. And how does he redeem himself from this non-Jewish owner of his? V'chishav im kinehu, he should make a calculation with the one that bought him. Mishnas himachor loy, from the year that he sold him, achnas ha-yevel, until the yevel v'hoya kesim kari b'mispar shanim, and the amount of money of his purchase should be proportionate to the amount of years. Kimei sochir yeh imai, like the days of a hired worker, he should be with him. And the Pasuk speaks this out. Im oid rabbis b'shanim, if there's still a lot of years left to yevel, l'pien yash v'gulasoy, according to them, proportionate to them, he shall repay his redemption, mikesef ignasoi, from the amount of money that he was purchased with. And if there's not so many years left until yoivel, v'chi shavlo, he should make a calculation with him, kifishanov, according to his years, yashav gulasoi, that's how he shall repay his redemption. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Zayin, and try to understand what's going on over here, that a yid is sold to a guy. Yad ger v'toshav, ger v'hu toshav. We're talking about a ger who's also a toshav, meaning he's a non-Jew who's a resident. Kitarguma, it says in Targum, aral v'toshav. And the Pasuk's end proves that we're talking about this because it says v'nimkar l'ger toshav. We're talking about a ger who is a toshav. We're not splitting it up, either a ger or a toshav. And the next Rashi says v'chi sasig yad ger v'toshav. He had enough money. Migarm lo shiashir. Who caused him to become wealthy? Tibuka imach. That's because he's close to you. He's attached himself to you. The non-Jew is living amongst the Jews. That's why he's become rich. But the next Rashi says, umachachicha imai, and your brother becomes poor with him. Migarm lo shiyamach. What caused this yid to become poor? Tibuka imai. That's because he attached himself to the non-Jew. Aide shalom and myself. He learned from the non-Jew's ways, and that's why he became poor. The Pasuk told us, mishpachas ger. Ze oved kaychav mazalis. This is talking about someone who serves idols. Kishu aymon. It says in the Pasuk, le'eker, to an idol. Zeha nimkar. This is someone who sold la'avodazara atzma, to the idol itself, meaning what? Liyos l'shamish, to be a servant for it. V'leila l'kus, not that he actually has to serve the idol. El l'achtev etzim v'l'shevim, he has to do services that are necessary for serving the idol, such as chopping wood, drawing water, not that he's actually serving the idol itself. Now, Pasuk Mem Chesen Rashi tells us, Geula t'yelai, he should have redemption miyad immediately. Al tanicheu shi'itama, do not allow him to assimilate himself and to be connected and mix in with the non-Jew that now he's his servant. And Pasuk Nun Rashi, achnas ha'yevel, until the yevel year, shaharei, Kol Atzmai Leiknoi, the non-Jew didn't actually acquire the Jew himself, El Avdai, he's just serving him ad HaYevil until the Yevil. Shari B'Yevil Yetzi, he goes out by Yevil. Moshe Nemer Lamata V'Yatza B'Shnas Yevil. It says in the Pasuk that he goes out during Yevil. And in Menachos Tachas Yad Chakasim Adar, the Pasuk's talking about a Gentile who is under Jewish jurisdiction. This is talking about when Klal Yisrael runs Eretz Yisrael and they have the ability to force his non-Jewish master to let his Jewish slave go at Yevil. V'Afal Pikin, and even so, Lois Avel Abakifin, don't go about it in a dishonest roundabout way. Mipnei Chil Hashem, because of Chil Hashem. Elok, Shabali Goyal, when he comes to be redeemed, the Adaktik Bechashbin, we should be very careful with the calculation, Lefiyam Agiyah B'chol Shan V'shana, according to what is coming to him every single year. Yinakaloi Hanachim Mindamav, the Gentile shall deduct from the original price. And Rashi just goes on to say that let's say he bought him for 20 money, and there's 20 years left to Yevil, and so therefore that means every single year is worth 1 money, so this is how much he would pay him based off the amount of years that are now remaining till Yevil. Now let's go back to the Chumash Pasuk Nun Gimel. Kischir Shana B'shana Yiye Imai, he shall be with him like a laborer that's hired year by year. Lawyer Denu B'ferich Le'inecha, he shall not have him do backbreaking labor in front of you. Le'inecha means in front of you, in front of your eyes. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Nun Gimel, Lawyer Denu B'ferich Le'inecha, claimer to say the Ataraya, and you see it. We're not commanding that the non-Jew is not allowed to subjugate him to very difficult labor. That just means if you see him subjugating him to very difficult labor, you have to do something about it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Dalad, Vimla Yigal Be'ele, and if he's not redeemed through these means, V'yatzeh B'shnas HaYevil, he goes out during the Yevil year, Hu Uban of Imai, him and his sons with him. Rashi Pasuk Nun Dalad, Vimla Yigal Be'ele, Be'ele Hu Nigal, he's only redeemed by these means. Ve'enei Nigal B'shesh, he doesn't get redeemed through the sixth year. As we know, a regular Jewish slave, he goes out after 6 years. However, a Jewish slave that's purchased by a non-Jew, he has to wait till Yevil if he's not redeemed by his brethren. And the next Rashi tells us, Hu Ban of Imai, him and his sons with him, Hagoy Chayiv M'zayin is Banov, the Gentile is Chayiv to support his sons along with him. Even though he didn't purchase the children, he only purchased the father, the guy has to support the children also, just like we saw when a Jewish master purchases a Jewish slave, he has to support the Jewish children, so too over here. And back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Hei, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, because B'nei Yisrael, they are Avadim to me, Avodayim, they are my Avadim, Asher Tzisi Aysa Meret Mitzrayim, that I took them out of the land of Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Hei says, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, Shtari Kaidem, as we've already said, my shtar, my document, my contract, that comes first. Ani Hashem Lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Kol Meshabed Behem Milmaton. Anyone who subjugates them below in this world, Ki'ilu Meshabed Behem Milman, it's as if he's subjugating them above in Shemayim. And let's go straight back to Chumash, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Aleph, because this is a continuation. Lois Asu Lechem Elilim, do not make idols for yourself. Upesel Masecha Lois Akim Lechem, and do not set up a pesel or a Masecha, which are different types of idols, statues, pillars that are used as idols. Ve'evin Maskis Lois Itnu Ba'artzachem, and do not place a floor stone in your land, Lishtachva Zolea, to bow down on it. Ki ani Hashem lekechem, because I am Hashem your God. As Shabbos to Shmiru, you shall guard my Shabbos, meaning observe Shabbos, on Mikdashi Tiro, and you shall fear my Mikdash. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Rashi explains why exactly we're talking about not making idols for yourselves. Lo yisasu lechem elilim, kineged ze hanimkar lanachri. This is speaking specifically to this person who's been sold to a non-Jew. Shelo yomer, he shouldn't say, Hail v'rabbi Megali Arayis. Since my master, he's involved in Gilui Arayis, afani kamais, I'll be just like him. Hail v'rabbi Avid Avid Zer. He does Avodah Zarah. Afani Kamais, I'll be just like him. Hail v'rabbi Michal Shabbos. He's Michal Shabbos. Afani Kamais, I'll be just like him. L'kach Nehem Mekreslo, that's why we have these psukim. And now Rashi tells us something incredible that brings us all the way back to the beginning of the parsha. Va'afa parshias halalu nemru al seder. These parshias, meaning these topics, already from the beginning of the parsha, they're all said in order. But chila hizra al shvias. Right in the beginning of the parsha, we are commanded to be careful about shvias. Vim chamad mamain. But if this person desired money, v'neshal shvias, and he became suspect in regard to shvias that he wasn't really keeping shmita properly, seifelim kermatatlo. If he's going to end up having to sell all of his things, and how do we know we're talking about metaltlin, things that are movable? We're not necessarily talking about land. Maksiv be, what does it say? Economy adam isecho. You buy something from your friend. Davar haniknem yaliyah. This is talking about something that can be bought from hand to hand. Metaltlin, something which is movable. It's not talking about land. Loichazer by, if he didn't do tshuva for his original sin of not keeping shmita properly, soif mechach chuzasa. He's gonna have to sell his achuza, his heritage, that piece of property that belongs to his family. Loichazer by, if he still didn't do tshuva, soif mechaz basically he's gonna have to sell his house. Loichazer by, if he still didn't do tshuva, soif life at beribis. He's going to have to borrow on interest. And kol elu achrenes, all these later ones we were discussing, kashis min arishenes, they're more difficult, they're harsher than the first ones. Loi chazer bai, if he doesn't do tshuva, seif meches atma, he's going to have to sell himself as a slave. Loi chazer bai, if he still didn't do tshuva, loi dai li Yisrael, it's not enough that he's going to have to sell himself to a Jew. El lenachri, he's even going to have to sell himself to a non-Jew. Skip this Rashi, go to the next one. L'shtach v'yisaleo, this is talking about do not cover your floor with a stone that you're going to bow down on. Afilu shemaim, even if you're going to bow down on it to Hashem, l'fisha ishtachavah, because ishtachavah, bowing down is actually talking about complete stretching out of the hands and feet. And the Torah asks us to do this outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore you are not allowed to have this floor stone that's meant for bowing down anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, no putting it in your homes or shuls or anywhere else. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, says the next pasuk in Rashi, Naman L'Shalom Schar, faithful to pay reward. We always know that when it says Ani Hashem, Hashem says, I will give you your reward if you keep the Torah. And we continue with Parshas B'chukaisai, that is Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel. Em B'chukaisai Teilechu, if you will go in my chukais, that's mitzvaisai tishmeru, and you will guard, or you shall observe my mitzvahs, basisim aysam, and do them. Then wonderful things will happen. But before we see what's going to happen, let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Em B'chukaisai Teilechu, yachol zekima mitzvahs. You might think that when it says B'chukaisai Teilechu, go in my chukais, that's talking about keeping of the mitzvahs. But Kshuaymer, when it says in the pasuk, that's mitzvaisai tishmeru, basisim aysam, that you shall do the mitzvahs, harikim mitzvahs amar. That part of the pasuk is talking about keeping the mitzvahs. Hamani mekayim im b'chukaisai teilechu. So what exactly is the pasuk talking about when it says b'chukaisai teilechu? Shetiyu amelim b'tayra, that a person should be amel, they should labor, they should work really hard, they should toil in tayra. That's mitzvaisai tishmeru, says Rashi, havu amelim b'tayra al manas lishmeru l'kayim. You should toil in tayra for the purpose of observing and doing the mitzvahs. K'ma shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, v'limadtem oisim, you shall learn them, u'shmartem la'soisam, and you're going to observe, you're going to be careful to do them. So we see learning is supposed to bring us to actually doing the mitzvahs. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, here are the wonderful things that are going to happen if a person toils in Torah and keeps the mitzvahs. Menasati gishmechem be'itam, I'll provide you your rains in their proper time. V'nasna ha'aretz yivula, and the land will give forth its produce. V'etz asad yitam piryei, and the tree of the field is going to give its fruit. V'hizig lachem daish es batzir, and daish, the threshing, will overtake batzir. U'batzir yasa gezara, and batzir, that is going to last all the way until the planting season. V'chaltem lachemchem lasaiva, and you will eat your bread to the point of satiation. Vishavtem levetach ba'artzachem, and you're going to dwell securely in your land. Everything will be settled and wonderful. And let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Dalet. Be itam in the proper time. B'shash she'ein derech b'nei adam latzeis, at a time when people usually aren't outside. That's when Hashem is going to make it rain. Kigayin, for example, b'leil Shabbosais, Friday night. Ve'etz hasada, in the tree of the field. Hani lo nisrak. This is actually talking about trees that usually do not bear fruit. Vasidin lasos pears, and they actually will bear fruit if we keep the Torah properly. She'adash meruba, that which needs to be threshed is going to be so plentiful. There's going to be so much of it. Vatem asukim ba, you're going to be so busy with it. Ad abatzir, all the way until the batzir stage. Or abatzir, you're so busy with that. Ad shasazar, all the way until the time they're going to have to replant. Vachaltem lachemchem l'saiva, you're going to eat your bread to the point of satiation. Oichol kema, a person's going to eat a little bit. V'hum esbarach b'meyav, and it's going to become blessed in his insides. Meaning, not just the quantity, but the quality of the food is going to be so wonderful. You just eat a little bit, and you're already going to be full. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. V'nosati shalom ba'aretz, and I'm going to make peace in the land. Ushchavtem ve'ein machrid, and you'll be able to lie down, meaning you'll be able to go to sleep, and you won't be afraid. Vishbati chay ra min ha'aretz, and wild beasts, the chay ra, are going to withdraw from the land. V'cherv loisavar ba'aretzachem, and sword will not cross through your land. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. V'nosati shalom, I'm going to make peace. Shematayim, perhaps you're going to say, harei machav harei mishta, here we have food, here we have drink, it means shalom, if there's no peace, ain't kulam, so you have nothing. Tamalam, that's why the Pasuk says, achar kal zois, after all this, v'nosati shalom ba'aretz, there's going to be peace in the land. Mikan, from here we see, shalom shakol keneged hakol, that peace is equal to everything else. V'chein yomer also says in the Pasuk, ois shalom uvarei es hakol, he makes peace and he creates everything. So you see that peace is equal to everything. And v'cherv leisav barzachem, Rashi says, sword will not cross through your land. Ein sar chloimer shlo yevaylam mechama, we don't have to say that foreign armies aren't going to come to wage war, because we already said in the Pasuk that there's going to be peace in the land. Ela filu laver derech artzachem, even just across through your land, mimedina lemedina, from their country to a different country, even that is not going to happen. No sword shall pass through your land. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, or adaftem esayvechem, and you're going to chase after your enemies. V'nafal lufneichem l'charv, and they're going to fall before you by the sword. V'radfu mikem chamisha mea, and five from you are going to chase after 100. U'mea mikem revava your daifu, and 100 of you is going to chase after 10,000. V'nafal lufneichem lufneichem l'charv, and your enemies will fall by the sword in front of you. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, lufneichem l'charv, in front of you by the sword. Ish becherv re'eu, each man is going to fall by the sword of his friend, meaning you're not even going to kill them by your swords. They're going to be so scared and run away, they're going to end up killing each other. Pasuk Chesen Rashi, v'ratu mikem, min ha'chalashim shebechem, even the weakest of among you, v'loi min ha'gibarim shebechem, and not even the strong among you. The weakest of among you are going to chase away many more than yourselves. Chamisha mea u'mea mikem redaifu, the Pasuk said. Five are going to chase away 100, and 100 are going to chase away 10,000. V'chi kachu ha'chesh bin as Rashi, is this the proper calculation? V'haloi loi ha'yitzar chloimar, ela u'mea mikem, shnei alafim redaifu. It should have said in the Pasuk that 100 are going to chase away 2,000, because if 5 chase away 100, then 100 chases away 2,000. So how could it be that 100 chases away 10,000? El Rashi tells us, It's not comparable. When we have a few people that are doing the Torah, then we could have 5 chasing 100. But if we have a lot of people keeping the Torah, then 100 could chase away 10,000, and it's not proportionate. The more people keeping the Torah, the far more bracha and strength and power we have. They're going to fall in front of you in a very unnatural way. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, and I will turn to you, and I'm going to make you fruitful, and I'm going to increase you, and I will establish my bris, my covenant with you. Let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Tes, and I'm going to turn to you, I'm going to turn away from all of my dealings, all my concerns, in order to pay you your reward. What's this comparable to? To a king, he hired workers, and the continuation, like it says in Taras Kahanim. Now over there brings this long mashal. Basically, a king had many workers, and when they came to collect their wages, he turned to one of them that had worked the longest and said, I'm going to turn to you, I'm going to leave everyone else because I owe you a lot, far more than the others. And this is what the pasuk means by Ufanisi Aleichem, I'm going to turn to you. All the nations want their reward, but Hashem turns to Klal Yisrael to give them their reward first. And the next Rashi says, Ufreis Yeschem, I'm going to make you fruitful, by period of Rivia, increasing the Jewish population. Ufreis Yeschem, I'm going to increase you, become a Zakufa, a certain level of Chashivas and erect bearing. I'm going to establish my covenant with you. Bris Chadasha, this is a new covenant. Like a Bris Harishana, not like the first one. Shefartem, I saw which you did away with at the Cheto Egel. Al Bris Chadasha, this is a new covenant. Shaloi Tufar, which is not going to be done away with. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, V'charati is Beis Yisrael, V'has Beis Yehuda, Bris Chadasha, a new Bris, like HaBris, V'gaymer, and it concludes over there that I'm going to be Hashem to them, and they're going to be a nation to me. We conclude this Ali over here, learning of the many wonderful things that we're going to get if we keep Hashem's commandments, and tomorrow we're going to pick up with some more of this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.